station on the island of Grande Glorieuse, operating as FT4GL. The island is the largest in the French-controlled Glorioso Islands archipelago in the Indian Ocean and is seventh in the DXCC Most Wanted list. Merrick was honored at the Hamvention by the Southwest Ohio DX Association as the Expeditioner of the Year. The association said that he had, quote, gone above and beyond the norm to positively affect the DX community, unquote. The de-expedition took place in May and June of 2024. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
If you were among those like me at Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio in May, congratulations! You helped set a record. Organizers report that a record 36,814 amateur radio enthusiasts came to the fairgrounds for the annual forums, exhibits, and of course, the flea market. The event was put together with the help of more than 700 volunteers. Plans are now in the works for Hamvention 2026 to be held on May 15th, 16th, and 17th. A grant will fund the establishment of a new node for the reverse beacon network in the South Atlantic Ocean. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, tells us about it.
The world's most isolated settled island is adding an important amateur radio presence, a reverse beacon network node. The node project is being given a supporting grant from the YASME Foundation and will be hosted by Andy Repetto, Zulu Delta 9 Bravo Victor, on Tristan da Cunha, a British overseas territory in the South Atlantic Ocean. The reverse beacon network comprises stations in different parts of the world that monitor the bands and send reports of what and who they hear. It's an all-volunteer effort. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
For years, AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, benefited from the engineering talents of Dick Jansen, KD1K, whose professional career had included time spent at Sperry Corporation, Martin Marietta, the MIT Instrumentation Laboratory, and NACA, the forerunner of the U.S. space agency, NASA. In retirement, however, Dick focused his lifetime of skills on a variety of AMSAT spacecraft projects, including OSCARS 10 and 13 and the MicroSat series. He eventually became AMSAT's Vice President of Engineering. Dick became a silent key on May 13th. Dick's longtime work with a variety of AMSAT spacecraft inspired his selection as recipient of the Technical Excellence Award.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.